Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. If you want to catch the latest Memes of the Week videos, then subscribe to me over at MGTOW TV. Link is in the description. Plus you'll get content from people like Turd Flinging Monkey and Terrence Pop, just to name a few on the platform too. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Profit Specialist Group. Why let some woman use her points to fly her dog to Fiji first class? If you're a business owner, stop paying for your customers' reward points, bonus air miles, and cash back. Robert Rivera is a fellow MGTOW that helps businesses that take credit card payments get rid of those fees you pay to the bank. If you're accepting credit cards, he can save your company $6,000 or more annually on the fees. Watch the tutorial video or visit the Cash is King CC website. The sponsor links are in the description. Anyways, now on with the memes. This first one is someone pointing out that this guy was able to score a woman that's a 10 out of 10. And 10 years younger than him. He's a hero to black pillars everywhere. But someone piped in and says she has a lonely fans account, and an arrangement where she can smash other guys, and that it's not hard for a beta bomb to get a 10 out of 10 ethots. If you think he's happy, just look at the sadness in his eyes. Number 2, women in Australia are upset at all the trans women entering women's sports, and are complaining about the lost right to have female-only spaces. And Moira here says that women having rights like that is nothing to do with hate. Oh, really? When men's rights activists in Canada and United States tried asking for the same thing 10 years ago, we were said to be full of hate. I have zero sympathy here. Also, unless she can define what a woman is, she has no right to wear a shirt with that word on it. Moving on is Richie Santana, saying that it's about time that Hooters brought in the heifers. I predict this location will be out of business in less than 6 months. Del the Real Lapper says that if he orders chicken wings here, he's going to be forcing the waitresses to count his chicken wings in front of him. Because, you know, the temptation is just too great. Plus, who would eat there unless they like eating their own vomit? Number 4 shows us that white men are heroes because they're willing to date many of the ugly Asian women out there, which keeps them away from the Asian men. Here's the same image with Spider-Man's race being changed. I guess some heroes wear condoms instead of capes. Up next, we have an anti-capitalist anarchist cafe in Toronto going bankrupt because their business model was such that the customer pays what they can. I guess the customers couldn't or wouldn't pay very much, so they went out of business. The owner called cops pigs and the queen a parasite. Meanwhile, I'm sure cops went there all the time and took as much free coffee as they could to teach this guy a lesson. I hope this trend continues. Number 6, we have a newspaper story saying that 1 out of 4 homeless people are women, trying to get us to care about those women. But what about the 3 and 4 men? I guess it's never a problem until it affects women, and we all know that it should be higher, but most men are simps. Those are rookie numbers, and we need to eventually get it to 2 out of 4 for equality's sake. Here I fixed it. Moving on is Belle from Beauty and the Beast, and we all know that she would actually have smashed him, as is, even if he didn't turn into a man. But imagine if that beast was poor and didn't have a castle. Then nothing. Plus, we all know that there are women out there that like to bang dogs. And this is the best of both worlds. A rich dog man. Up next is an old one, but a good one. We have Daenerys Targaryen and the way she should have looked if she married Jon Snow, her nephew. Some cuck asked the question, what's wrong with that? And then someone mentions that he's never seen anyone spell wrong so wrong before. I guess this guy just likes more cushion for the pushin'. We all know that Simpson morbidly obese women go together like peanut butter and jelly. Number 9 is the cover of the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition for 2023. It features transgender singer Kim Petras. If no one told me she was trans, then I would have never known. But since Sports Illustrated is a magazine for men, doesn't it make sense to have a man on the cover? LOL. Moving on, here are a couple of chuds that look like they're out for the big game. They don't want anyone to show them on camera because their wives think that they're at work. Meanwhile, the wives probably don't care and are getting probed in every hole by Hal, the neighborhood Chad. That's what you get when you're watching cuckball while your wife plays ball with Chad's balls. Number 11 is Alia, a woman that's pregnant and wants to have a scan soon to find out if it's a girl or an abortion. But here's a plot twist, her daughter will transition into a boy. She gave everyone an update saying that she's going to look into getting treatment for her son if she has one, and raising him as a girl. She's probably thinking of gender reassignment as soon as he hits the age of 7. Hashtag transition all men. Next is another traditional female politician leaving her husband. I guess she might be jealous that he loves football more than he loves her. But let's not kid ourselves, even trad wives will take their husbands to the cleaners. Her hypergamy is showing as she's probably getting involved with some politician she works with. Up next is a post showing how women are more likely to approach you and check you out as a man if you're wearing a wedding ring. While Coach Ingrid, the woman posting this, says that when she put on the wedding ring, the amount of attention she gets by men falls by 80%. Women want men that other women have already done quality control on. The moment a man is single, all the women disappear. Number 14 AI was asked what the perfect man and women look like, and it gave them both ideal bodies. But we all know this is wrong because the perfect man is GigaChad. Funny enough, the AI got everything right about GigaChad except the face. Funny enough, the Sun article didn't even show the woman's full body. Where's the equality in that? Moving on, we have Jada Pinkett Simp, saying that white supremacy is responsible for Cleopatra's terrible audience score. I'm sure that's it and has nothing to do with casting a black woman as Cleopatra, the Greek goddess, or Pharaoh. Are you really surprised that another woman is not taking accountability for her failures? I'm certainly not. Number 16, we have a woman that spends $64,000 on a demonic body transformation. Doesn't she look so inviting now? She went from being the girl of your wet dreams to being the girl of your dry nightmares. She's definitely marriage material now. You go, girl. This is like throwing herself at the wall. Moving on is a woman that's decided that she's going to travel the world and date men in every country until she finds Mr. Right. She says she doesn't want to do it for the next 10 years, and eventually she's looking to get married. But you're going to have to be a super simp to wed her, especially once you see this article and her saying that she's for the international streets. Can't wait for her to get around Africa. I hear that they have 55 countries. Number 18, we have a woman that feels guilty for having children that are 100% white. But of course, she's probably just virtue signaling for her perceived white privilege and wants to be virtuous and not appear to be an oppressor. Well, if I was black, she could call me to solve all her problems. But I'd still say no because she probably wants child support. Next up is a guy saying that his girlfriend is obsessed with sniffing his schlong. Alex, I'll take things that never happened for 500. Actually, she's probably insecure and thinks the guy is cheating, so she wants to see if she can smell another woman or maybe even another man on him. Maybe even a canine. Anyway, trust is essential for every relationship, and it looks like she doesn't trust him. Number 20, we have an article claiming that in 10 years we'll be smashing robots. Funny enough, this article is from 10 years ago now. But women are already smashing the robots in the drawers next to their beds for decades now. Somehow I don't think women will be smashing full-size robots because they can't feel joy when they emotionally abuse them. And they also don't provide resources and money. Moving on, we have this week's most popular one, with Sophie Turner hitting the wall hard at 27. She looks like she's had heavy Botox. Her claim to fame is playing Sansa Stark in Game of Thrones. Now she looks unrecognizable. What do you expect after she was violated by Ramsay Bolton? Some people have said the image is photoshopped. If you still think so, then look at this. Also, wouldn't you prefer Maisie Williams? She's 26 and plays Arya Stark. English women age so quickly, it seems. Number 22 is an Arab woman crying not because her husband left her, but because he married a second wife. And she probably should have spent less time on social media and more time on him. He can marry up to four of them, so she better get off of TikTok or someone else will come to clean his cock. Up next, we have Robert Downey Jr. in all his vegan diet glory. He went from Iron Man to Iron Deficiency Man. At first, I thought this was Joe Biden and not Robert Downey Jr. When I had surgery earlier this year, the doctors told me to eat plenty of meat to make sure my collagen production was good for skin healing. Look at his skin without meat. He went from Tony Stark to Professor X. But in reality, this is probably caused by the Infinity Stones. Moving on, we have a woman that's trying to get back at her ex by basically saying it's not gross to bang her doggy. Hold my Sprite. Maybe there is something after all in the incel's claims about the dog pill. She's probably just saying that for attention and probably didn't do anything with a pet. Number 25 in this week's last one are actually lines from the upcoming Indiana Jones fan film. Indy says he fought the Nazis and his goddaughter says that he stole from indigenous people too. We all know that there are only three Indiana Jones films. You either die a hero, or you fight Nazis long enough until society starts to see you as one. Apparently, at the end of the film, Jones vanishes from time, and all that's left is his hat, and she ends up putting it on her head, and that's the end. I can't wait to see how badly this thing flops. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Remember, I make these for free, so donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Also, once again, check out MGTOW TV for content you can't get anywhere else. You're definitely going to enjoy it. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.